You are now listening to the Solemn Attention Podcast.
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Where are you from?
Originally from Maryland. Grew up in Southern Maryland.
Okay. Dope. So you still in Maryland now or?
No, I moved to Virginia when I was 18. Bought a house out here and just never really looked back.
Yeah, that's dope. So tell us a little bit about your story.
Sure. Grew up in the beginning, it was kind of a normal family. We had, there was five of us, five kids. And my parents up until about age eight, were, you know, kind of just the normal family. And around 8 years old, my father was, put in prison for something that he didn't do. And was kind of, faced with a 10-year prison sentence. My mom was also in for a short period, and kind of went through a lot of different houses and yeah, there's you know, how far you want me to go right away?
I mean, that's deep right there, right? Grew up without both parents, not a stable home, and so from that, what has inspired you to live a life on purpose?
Man, honestly, I think that what inspires me is the creation of opportunities. I live my life since I was a kid. My dream has been twofold. My one dream has been be a good father, and my second dream is to create opportunities for as many people as I can in life.
Yeah.
Even before I had those opportunities for myself, I wanted to find a way to create those opportunities for others. And I've sought that out forever. Anybody that knows me knows if there was ever an opportunity, I handed it off to someone before I really looked for it myself. And that's just kind of continued on.
So what has, you know, you talk about your purpose being just providing opportunities. So like, where did that come from specifically?
Man, I think it probably has something to do with my father. I don't think that he was ever really given an opportunity. I think that, you know, kind of every turn he took, and he passed, a few years back, but, he was just kind of hit with roadblocks. And, he was, you know, African American male that grew up in, you know, DC area, and just kind of lived a lifestyle where he grew up in, you know, he had 12 siblings, and then being the oldest of those siblings, he spent a lot of time just learning like leadership traits, but still kind of living the lifestyle that, you know, you would picture in like a DC, you know, hood area.
Yeah.
And, but I don't think that he was ever really given a fair opportunity. I watched as he was very similar to me, tried to give so many others opportunities that I know he never had. And that ultimately is kind of what got him, put in a situation where he was locked up. So I think that's where it comes from.
Yeah. So your passion for giving other folks' opportunities was birthed out of the pain of seeing your father not have opportunity.
I would say so. I don't think I've ever said that out loud, but yeah.
Hey, that's what we do on the Solemn Attention Podcast, man. You'll be surprised at how many people we've talked to over the years who come to our show and it's their first time really kind of articulating certain things about themselves. But I think there's beauty in that story. And speaking of that, the beauty of that story. So tell us about your business and your brand that's obviously birthed from that story.
Well, my brand is, I have an esports league. It's called Ultimate Endgamers League. And we have over 400 professional gamers that are seeking to be you know, elite level or elite gamers, and we've created a platform that allows them to do so. And it's an esports league that's designed with gamers in mind, where we compete to become the ultimate gamer, as opposed to normally every other esports league kind of focuses on one game. We focus on more of the art form of gaming as a whole.
Yeah. So how long you been in business?
4 years.
Four years. How was that journey for you?
And it's been filled with ups and downs. I always say, like, the first 3 years, because I'm doing something, nobody else in the world does it the way we do it, period.
Yeah.
And because I'm doing something so different, the first 3 years was spent with everybody telling me that I was doing it wrong, or that I need to try something, you know, try and do it the same way everybody else was doing it. And the past year is just everyone telling me I'm doing it right.
Yeah. They say it takes businesses 3 to 5 years before it really, like, matures and catches. So you're right on the schedule.
Yeah. We're definitely on the uptick. It's become where a lot of people just want to be a part of it. And it really is something special. We're creating a lot. We have, you know, college scholarships and all that that's created from this. And so it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. So what type of folks are interested in gaming with your company? Like, have you met some of how many teams you got in your league, or how many leagues you got?
Yeah, we have 12 different teams in the league, and they're all owned by either celebrities or prominent business people.
And
they run it just like an NFL team or an NBA team. We have a draft every season, and combines, and there's trades that happen. The games are streamed live, so it's a whole whole thing. But 12 different teams.
So have you had an opportunity to meet some of the players on your teams in your league?
I have. I'm still pretty entrenched in it. So I meet most of them. There's still quite a few that I've never met, but for the most part, I do get to know them a lot. And you know, we're working on, like, documentaries and TV shows and stuff like that. In that, I'm getting to know the personalities that we want to put in those shows and stuff like that too.
So like, do the players earn revenue from being a part of the league? Like, where's the revenue for the player?
We pay out $300,000 a year.
Yeah. Per player.
No, total 300,000. So with 12 teams, it's about 190 active players, I believe. Okay. Maybe a little bit less than that. 180 active players.
Yeah.
So you can kind of do the math that.
Yeah. So
they
get like a little, a monthly kind of stipend, a monthly type of pay for being a part of a team.
It's based on winning, but yes, it's similar to that. There's a lot of bonuses and stuff like that.
Okay.
Gotcha.
And then of course you got other projects that you just mentioned, as well. So like, how does it feel for you going back to your story, right? Of being this individual who, found his passion of creating other opportunities for people. How does it feel? Like, have you ever sat back and looked and say, not only did I have this passion for creating opportunities, like, I've actually built an entire ecosystem that gives that. Like, I have become who I said I was going to become. Like, do you have those, like, moments like, man, I'm doing what I always want to do? Or is it still kind of like, I don't know yet?
Yeah, recently I've started to have those moments where, and my team, I have an amazing team, and they all the time kind of just tell me to kind of look at it and say, like, you know, just look at what you've done, look at what you've created.
Yeah.
But recently, I've had a lot of those moments where I am kind of just looking at it and saying, you know, I am doing what I've always wanted to do. I'm living the dream. And no matter how, you know, difficult it's been, it's well worth the price of admission.
Yeah. I mean, you get, you know, gamers get opportunity to earn money. I'm sure they get the opportunity to build their brands. I mean, so many things, so many opportunities that you are providing. You talk about TV shows and documentary. That's a platform in itself. I mean, you are changing people's lives through what they love. And that's the beauty of this podcast. I try to let folks know there's a space for everyone, right?
Yeah.
And so to that, what would you say to that millennial who's listening, who hears your story? Maybe they're interested in gaming and they're curious, or maybe they just heard your story about how you grew up and inspire them on purpose. Like, what would you say to inspire that millennial to choose purpose?
Man, I would say prior to this path, I was a part of the one percenters, and I was nowhere near as happy as I am doing what I love.
Yeah.
I would do this and be broke forever if I had to. And you know, being something that coming from, you know, out of outer poverty into a lot of wealth, I have a 9-bedroom house that I live in, and then, you know,
God's been good, my guy. He's been good to you. Absolutely. I understand you. Absolutely. You had to be humble on this show.
Yeah, but even still, like, I would be broke forever to be able to do this. Yeah. You know, I was faced with a decision of choosing the career that I had built, and they said I had to choose one or they'd fire me from, if I didn't shut down this business, they'd fire me. And I chose this business, and I've never looked back. And purpose over everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Choosing your purpose. So what's next for your brand, for your company? I mean, you got it up and going. I know you say you're finally getting told that, hey, you're doing a good job. You're doing what's right. What are some things that we need to expect from you over the next 2 years?
Next 2 years, we will have probably already transitioned into Africa, and we're working a lot there to create opportunities out there within the esports world, and fully taking over the United States within 2 years for sure.
Yeah.
And then, just continuing to grow, build out like the inner ecosystem of, high school, collegiate, all the way into the pros. Just continuing to create those opportunities for people.
Yeah, yeah. So what's the name of your league, and how can people connect with you to learn more, get involved, donate?
Sure. Ultimate End Gamers League. End Gamer is a word we actually own, so we have the trademark on it.
Hey.
But an End Gamer is, the End Gamer is a master of the art form of gaming. So it's focused on the art form. But you can find us everywhere at UEL, just like on the shirt, UEL Esports. And actually, if you Google End Gamers, we're the first and all the way down the first 50 results. So so you can just Google End Gamers or just UEL Esports on everything at UEL Esports, UELEsports.com.
Hey, man, well, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for sharing your story. Hey, and we know that you're going to continue to have success and dominate the market. And we just appreciate you for sharing your story, bro.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you.